This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation, ANRF, in New Delhi. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and senior officials are present at the meeting. ANRF was established on the basis of the National Education Policy 2020. It is aimed at fostering a culture of research and innovation across the country's universities, colleges, research institutions and research and development laboratories. Anusandhan National Research Foundation acts as an apex body to provide high-level strategic direction to scientific research in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched key initiatives for protection against cybercrime and dedicated the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Center to the nation in New Delhi today. These include the web-based module Samanvay, a platform for cybercrime data repository, sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law enforcement agencies. He also inaugurated the Cyber Commandos program, establishing a wing of trained specialists in states and central police organizations to enhance cyber security. The Home Minister will also address the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Germany from today. Dr. Jaishankar will meet the German Federal Foreign Minister and other key leaders in Berlin to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore further opportunities for collaboration. The External Affairs Minister's visit is set to prepare the ground for German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's proposed trip to India next month. Our correspondent reports, Germany stands as one of India's significant trading partners and a leading source of foreign direct investment. Earlier yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar co-chaired the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council joint ministerial meeting for strategic dialogue in Riyadh. He called on the members to invest in each other's future and support each other's continued prosperity. He reiterated India's principled and consistent stand on the Palestinian issue while calling for a ceasefire in the region as soon as possible. He said the current situation in Gaza is now understandably India's foremost concern. Dr. Jaishankar said while India condemns acts of terrorism and hostage taking, it is deeply pained by the continuing deaths of innocent civilians. India has called for making the United Nations permanent membership more representative, especially with Africa's participation, highlighting that the political discord in the Security Council is affecting peacekeeping operations. Making his first address to the Security Council yesterday, India's newly appointed permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said the lack of political unity in the Security Council, often witnessed in recent years, has negatively impacted UN peacekeeping. The Security Council needs to be more representative of today's realities, particularly in the permanent category. India's Defence Secretary Giridhar Armani will co-chair the fifth meeting of the India-Philippines Joint Defence Cooperation Committee in the Philippines capital, Manila, tomorrow. The meeting will be co-chaired by Senior Undersecretary from the Ministry of National Defence of Philippines, Irineo Cruz Espino. In Uttarakhand, five pilgrims lost their lives while three were injured when a landslide triggered by heavy rains struck near Sonprayag on the Kedarnath National Highway in Rudraprayag district yesterday evening. Following the incident, the NDRF, SDRF and local police swiftly launched a joint relief and rescue operation and recovered all the bodies. Three pilgrims have also been injured and admitted to the PHC centre. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has inaugurated a dedicated tobacco cessation clinic, TCC, in New Delhi today. TCC is a collaborative effort between the National Drug Dependence Treatment Centre and the Institute's Department of Pulmonary, Critical and Sleep Medicine. The primary focus of the initiative is to support individuals who are suffering from tobacco addiction. In Bihar, a three-day national workshop for elected representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions began in Patna today to discuss aspects of social justice and social security in Gram Panchayats. And with that, we end this news bulletin.